Figures released by Pakistan's defense ministry say that the United States has carried out 317 assassination drone strikes in the tribal areas during last 5 years, in which over 2,200 people have been killed. Surprisingly, the official data claims that only 67 civilians have been killed in those attacks since 2008. The official figures submitted before the country's Senate also claim that not a single civilian died in 59 drone strikes conducted in 2012 and 2013. But the official figures about the number of civilian casualties have come as a shock for many people here in Pakistan.
This figure defies the calculations done by Amnesty International. The claim made by the Interior Minister on the floor of the Senate has been very astonishing to many of us Pakistanis.
Pakistan repeatedly condemns U.S. drone campaign, calling it as violation of its territorial integrity and sovereignty.
Our position on drone attacks has not changed. We consider these attacks illegal and in violation of international laws, and our position has also been supported by many other countries.
Independent organizations have put the number of civilian casualties much higher than the official death toll. According to the London-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism, close to 1,000 civilians have been killed in U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan since 2004. Critics believe the government appears to be trying to cover up the actual civilian death toll in an effort to avoid public backlash.
No one here is ready to buy the government claims, as journalists and human rights organizations have no access to the drone-hit Pakistani tribal areas, making it extremely difficult to verify the identity of those who have been killed in such attacks. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.